This week, officials from 22 states are in Hawaii for a meeting of the Western Governors Association. Hawaii Governor David Ige is hosting the gathering on the Big Island and got to pick the theme of the conference. His choice, invasive species. This week, we'll be bringing you stories from that conference. Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty gets us started with a look at one of Hawaii Island's most dreaded invasive pests.
Governor David Ige told conference attendees that many problems facing Western states contain the common thread of invasive species.
Every Western state is impacted by the threat of wildfires that are growing in both intensity and frequency. We face droughts, challenges to food production, and impacts to our environment. Western communities and industries depend on our unique landscapes for survival, including reliance on our natural resources, agriculture, recreation, and tourism. Invasive annual grasses and forest pests provided the fuel for the wildfires that ravaged the West this year. And invasive species have altered Western habitats for native species, pushed several species towards extinction, and caused losses in our agriculture and forest industries. Hawaii is often referred to as the endangered species capital of the world, and it is no coincidence that we are also the invasive species capital of the world. As an island state, Hawaii is host to wonderfully unique native ecosystems that are, by their very nature, highly susceptible to impacts by invasive species. Hawaii comprises just 0.2% of the nation's land area, but accounts for about a third of the species that are federally listed as threatened or endangered. As an island state, we are also heavily reliant on imported goods, with 80 to 90% of our food imported. To be resilient, Hawaii must increase its local food production and preserve its native species diversity, two goals that are threatened by the presence of invasive pests. On Hawaii Island, where we now gather, a single species such as the little red fire ant can cause hundreds of millions of dollars of damages each year to our farms, our parks, and our communities.
Little fire ants were the subject for a panel of local experts. The stinging red ants are originally from South America, but have become a common sight on parts of Hawaii Island. Cass Vanderwood is the research manager of the Hawaii Ant Lab. He explained why the ants are so hard to control.
And you think that being an ant, all you have to do is get a can of fly spray and spray the ants that you see and the problem goes away, but that's not really the case. Generally with invasive ants and Wasmannia in particular, they don't just replace the existing ant fauna that happen to be on a site. They change the whole environment and change energy flows and nutrient flows to benefit themselves. So what we end up with is a lot more ants on a per acre basis than we would normally be used to. They're really good at recovering from whatever we try to do to them. If we try to kill them by whatever means that we have at our disposal, they're very quick at being able to completely come back to their original population. That's quite a problem. To give you some idea on some of these things that I've pointed out, the first thing is population density. You can imagine there can be 20 million ants. I have a quarter acre lot of land. I have 20 million little fire ants on my quarter acre of land. If I was able to, and they're only a millimeter in size, so that's about a 16th of an inch. If I were able to capture all my ants and lay them in a line, I could make a line about 12 miles long. That's if you didn't get run over by a car if you were using a road. But what that means is that there's a shitload of ants on my place. And no matter what I do, even though I kind of know what I'm doing, I can't kill all of them in the one hit. And if I don't repeat what I'm doing often enough, I'm simply contributing to a cycle where the ants recover even before I get round to treating them again. So I end up in this horrible cycle of using pesticides and not really seeing any benefit from it.
Little fire ants have been in Hawaii since at least 1999. And Vanderwood said that they have spread across the Pacific in recent years, reaching the U.S. territories of Guam, American Samoa, and the Micronesian island of Yap. The ants were found in Florida as early as 1929. Stopping the spread of little fire ants and other invasives will require close cooperation between governments and researchers. Michelle Montgomery is with the Hawaii Ant Lab.
Without academic research, we're not able to have the tools in place in order to have these successful eradications, these successful campaigns. And so in the past, when the little fire ants were discovered on Hawaii, there was some work done. There wasn't a lot of work done. So we did rely on research from Florida, from USDA in Florida, to see, okay, well, we need to develop some kind of rapid response. The information at the time wasn't complete, and so the methods didn't work. And it's because we didn't understand the ants living in the trees, not coming to the ground. We didn't have the tools available to make it successful. And so what happens? Those observations in the field go back and feed back into the research to do more research in order to make more effective treatment and tools. And so without this flow, we never get ahead. Fortunately, we were able to go back to the drawing board, figure out what these problems were, how to address these problems, then bring them back into the field, and now we see a much better response and more success. And so both of these are equally important. We're not going to be able to do one without the other.
Research into little fire ants has already paid off. Here's Cass Vanderwood from earlier explaining a major discovery.
These ants, for very clear reasons, when you look at their native habitat, live in trees. They nest and live in trees, and that's quite unusual for ants. Ants generally have their nests in the ground or on the ground, and so they're easy to see and easy to get to for control or treatment purposes. In the case of little fire ants, they'll live in the tree canopy, no matter how high that canopy might be. So if there are fire ants around this resort and there were some 100-foot coconut palms, there'd be fire ants at the very crown of those coconut palms. And you'd think an animal evolved to live in trees would be good at staying there, but they're terrible at hanging on. So any little breeze or bump tends to dislodge a number of ants each time, and those ants fall out of trees and onto people and animals, where they tend to sting and cause a lot of problems.
That type of knowledge will be crucial in limiting the local spread of little fire ants. The ants have already been found on Maui, Kauai, and Oahu, but researchers are hoping they can now be contained to levels far below those found on Hawaii Island. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And tomorrow we'll explore the economic impacts of invasive species. If you want to check out other issues that the conference is tackling, head over to HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where we'll link to the Western Governors Association YouTube channel.